possible nowadays, except maybe the dome space station. That's not the only thing that's not really doable. But a dome space station would probably take some ingenuity that we ain't got yet.
Yeah, we hadn't discovered it yet. We'll have to figure out the mystery of the pyramids first.
Or gravity, right? Once we figure out how to do artificial gravity, then all bets are off, right?
There you go.
Yeah, but anyway, I just wanted to bring that to you. And you're right about Gigolo. I only wish Prince had kept that song for himself. I think it would have been a much more powerful song.
There's a cut of it on the Originals album where he's singing it.
Right. I've also seen some studio cuts of it, or heard some studio cuts of it.
Oh, it's good. I love that stuff. Yeah. Don't talk about it enough. I appreciate it, Urbanite.
I know. Have a good one.
See you, buddy.
Bye-bye. Final hour coming up.
Avatar.
Avatar?
Somebody said try Avatar on there, especially that big screen you got.
Yeah, sure. But before we hit this break, the second hour, this amazing second hour, brought to you by Kim Williams and her team there at Alabama Home Mortgage.
You got a great team there, Joey.
And I love how many people in our listening audience, Kim and Madeline, have helped out. I love that you have a great relationship with them, Eddie.
I love them, man. Whenever I've got any kind of loan issues, whether it's just questions or I've got a brand new client that's a first-time home buyer, or I get calls all the time, too. People want to call me and say, hey, Eddie, I want to refinance my home. This is the folks I give them every time. They're great at-home people, Joey. And we always preach local. They're as local as they can get. And Kim Williams, how long has she been a sponsor, Joe? Since day one?
It's been so long, I've forgotten the exact date.
I would say she's the original OG.
She is the OG here.
No doubt. And I love it when she comes in. I love it when Madeline comes in. They're just great people, man. Absolutely great people.
And they can help you out with whether you're buying or a refinance deal, or if you're a veteran, they specialize in VA home loan programs. Check out Alabama Home Mortgage today. That number, 567-4223, 567-4223. You can also visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. There is a difference in mortgage companies. Let Kim and Madeline, the whole team there, prove that to you today. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. Final hour on a Friday. Coming up.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
SR News, I'm John Scott. Ukraine's presidential office reports at least two civilians have been killed, nine more wounded in Ukraine in the last 24-hour period. Meanwhile, Russian fighter pilots involved in the incident with a U.S. drone that resulted in its crash will be given state awards. In consumer news, Ford recalling more than 1.5 million vehicles in the U.S. in two actions to fix leaky brake hoses and windshield wiper arms that can break. The largest recall covers nearly 1.3 million 2013 through 2018 Ford Fusion and Lincoln MKX midsize cars. The second recall, covering more than 200,000 F-150 pickups from 2021. On Wall Street, all three major indexes are lower, down more than 1%. This is SRN News.
Leslie Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-626-5252. That's 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather. Get ready for some big changes. Breezy and mild today with a high temperature 70 to 72. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely, especially this afternoon, this evening, and tonight. Ending late tonight, some of the storms strong. It'll turn windy and colder overnight tonight, low 40. Tomorrow, Saturday, brisk, chilly, high temperature in the mid-50s. Colder Saturday night, low 35. Sunday, unusually cold for March with a high of 52. And I've got us down to around 31 on Monday morning, first day of spring. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Here comes Sun, Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
1819 News.
The president's office at Auburn University is distancing itself from a recent report issued by the Auburn University Office of Sustainability. That second annual report presented the university as actively pursuing globalist goals as determined by the United Nations. The report detailed the faculty engaging in 17 United Nations goals to foster a global partnership. It also touted courses that include teaching critical race theory, feminist theory, and environmental activism. 1819 News was notified by the Auburn President's Office that the document is the result of a research project by students and faculty and does not necessarily reflect the official positions of that university, and that the university remains dedicated to fostering the free exchange of ideas and protect the integrity and human dignity of everyone in the community. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
A lot of people ask me, what can I do to actually make a difference in D.C. and my state government? Well, I use Quick Letter, K-W-I-K Letter. It seems simple, but the tried and true method to get their attention is by writing a real letter. I use the Quick Letter app for my phone to write all my representatives a real letter in a matter of minutes. Quick Letter automatically determines your representatives. You write or dictate a letter on your phone, then tap the name of every representative you want to receive that letter. Quick Letter handles the rest. Go to quickletter.com or download the Quick Letter app today.
An 8-year-old child is now dead after being stabbed to death. 41-year-old Jennifer Long is being charged with capital murder. Police were called to a home in Hartsell where they found an injured man as well as Long's dead son. The injured man had to be flown to a Huntsville hospital. Drugs sent in the mail result in a 34-year-old Madison man being charged with drug trafficking. Gene Michael Robles was arrested this week after a canine unit alerted the North Alabama Drug Task Force of packages in the mail containing 2 kilograms of cocaine. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Spring is here. It's time to call Southern Bells Cleaning to help you get your house in order. They've spent years earning the trust of families in the River Region, and they believe cleaning the old-fashioned way. Callan and her crew at Southern Bells bring all their own supplies, arrive on time, and specialize in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook, Southern Bells Cleaning, River Region.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's News and Views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Joey Clark.
Welcome to the final hour of News and Views on a Friday afternoon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Yeah, there's a lot we could get to today, but happy to go wherever callers want to go.
There is a lot of depressing news out there.
In particular, this is short. I'll do this real quick and then I'll go to Randy. You know, what? How do you say it? Is it wrong, Ron DeSantis or Ron DeSantis?
I say Ron DeSantis.
You say Ron DeSantis.
Yeah, Ron DeSantis.
And then I've lately, because I thought this is how he said it, Ron DeSantis.
Right.
Well, let's listen to Ron actually say both himself. And there's some folks out there, some MAGA folks saying, who changes the pronunciation of their own last name in their 40s? A lot of people hitting Ron D or DeSantis on credibility, but let's listen in.
I am Ron DeSantis.
I'm Ron DeSantis.
I am Ron DeSantis.
This is Governor Ron DeSantis.
Hello, this is Governor Ron DeSantis wishing everyone a Merry Christmas.
Hi, this is Governor Ron DeSantis, and I want to wish you a Happy Thanksgiving.
Hi, I'm Governor Ron DeSantis, and I want to congratulate all of you at Rumble as you open your U.S. headquarters.
I think people are reading too much into it.
I agree. Joey, to a lot of people, he represents, you know, I guess, the enemy. So just like with him and Trump, they're going to knock him all the way.
No, but it's Trump people knocking him.
Right. And why would they do that? So Trump is the man?
Right.
To me, they're idiots. You're two very people with very good common. You're trying to knock one or the other out. Why would you do that? Why would you not try to bring
the
good sides together?
You calling an idiot, you damn rhino?
I'm not a rhino. I'm just saying bring two strong forces like that together.
Oh, sure.
Like, what are those? The twins?
Our powers combined?
That's the one. What are they called?
Captain Planet?
No.
Let's go to Randy. Hey, Randy.
Hey, guys. Raindrops keep falling on my head. Hey, when y'all talking about, Joey, about some speakers a minute ago, I turned the radio on and caught the tail end of it.
Yeah, eventually, I've got some pretty good speakers now, but I could upgrade. And I recently got a pretty kick-butt TV there from Cohen, so.
Yeah, I've got a set, with actually two sets of them 15s with the tweeters and Sermon Vegas I had since the 80s.
Oh, wow.
How good those things were back then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I was just thinking about those things. I got them in stores. I'm telling you, they great speakers. I just don't. You know, they're about 3.5 foot high and about 16 inches wide. You know, they're humongous.
Oh, yeah. Those old cabinets, like the only issue with old ones is they might, you know, dry rot, but that's not that tough to replace.
Yeah, but these don't dry rot. These are pristine, but I just thought about those things. But, hey, it takes 2 men to pick them up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I can't remember if I'm in Sweet Creek or not.
All right, we can throw you in there.
I think I got in there first of the week, but I can't remember. You get old, you don't remember nothing.
Don't I know it. CMS. Can't remember nothing.
All right, y'all have a good weekend, gentlemen.
See you, brother man.
Well, and in a second, we'll do that drawing.
Oh, yes, Joe. We got that coming up, man.
Right. So it's closed now, folks.
Closed.
Randy was actually in there from earlier in the week.
Okay, excellent.
So we've got 15 names. We'll be announcing the winner. We'll run it through our random number generator and double check if you haven't won recently. With this amount of money, $60 there to Sweet Creek, you can only win every 90 days. So we'll be running that in just a moment. 272-9228. This is part of the program brought to you by New Look Decorating Center. And they're at New Look Decorating Center. Brett Lanham, the manager, he is ready to meet you. Because he can give you tips and tricks, whether you're doing a project yourself.
Yep.
He's also got, you know, the guy I hired him, Brian Carr, the owner over there at New Look Decorating. Fantastic fella.
They've got some color specialists over there, too, don't they?
Yeah, paint specialists. Mm-hmm. Jordan and Katie over there. Jordan Thompson and Katie Patrick. And so here's the deal. Go buy New Look Decorating before you even think about hiring somebody for a big job.
Good idea.
And ask them, hey, do you recommend a painter? Now, if you do have a painter in mind, maybe it's a friend who recommended somebody, you need to ask them, first question, do you buy your paint at New Look? Because New Look Decorating has that high-quality Benjamin Moore paint. They can make any competitor paint color in quality Benjamin Moore paint there at New Look Decorating. And also, you're supporting the local economy. 40 years in business. Local business is what drives talk radio like this show here. And they're a 40-year institution in Montgomery. And also, when you buy from them, Benjamin Moore, one of their largest plants, is right here in Alabama, Pell City, Alabama.
Keeping it local, man.
So check out New Look Decorating Center today. You can always call them at 271-0007. That's 271-0007. But I really encourage you to stop by their showroom at 6237 Atlanta Highway, right there where Bell Road dead ends to Atlanta Highway. You'll see it there in all its glory. Benjamin Moore's New Look Decorating Center. And, well, be sure to tell them you heard about them here on News and Views afternoon. Let's go to Taylor. Hey, okay. Taylor.
Hey, you guys. A long time, no talk.
It's been a while, Taylor. How you doing, bud?
Hey, I'm doing good. Just thought that you settle in and, you know, let you get your, get cultured, you know.
Yeah.
And settle down. Kind of bluesing today, guys. I took half a day off because of the rain, you know, can't do much in the rain.
Right.
Coming home, trying to get me a cup of soup over there for laying vine, and I get sideswiped. They get the old hit and run, you know, the old Montgomery hit and run.
Nope. Yeah. That ain't no good.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm losing a little bit, but it's okay. I got a sponsor that I'm going to take, that y'all cover in another show to take care of it.
But, good idea.
I think that superhero duo was the ambiguously gay duo. Was
that Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, I think that's what you were thinking of.
That's a good alternative name for this show. Here's a cut. Here's some snowballs.
Thank you, Joey. I'll take those snowballs. Appreciate it.
But that's not why I called. I have a serious question for Eddie.
Mm-hmm. All right,
Eddie. Did you ever go home?
Define home.
I mean, do you ever go home? You're out selling the houses everywhere else. But
that's the one thing about my job, and I guess I've always been that way. I'm always on the go, so this kind of fits in with me. I'm always on the go. And when I'm home, I'm still, and my wife will tell you, I'm still working. It drives her nuts.
It's just a personal question.
What's crazy is when I used to work in the factories, I always swore if I ever got out of there, man, I would never work a day again in my life. And when I got into real estate, I've become one of those guys that can't stop. I don't know what it is.
I get the same way. Yeah, I get in the zone. I can't stop.
Yeah,
you know, you just kind of get in the zone.
Yeah,
you know, so it just becomes a part of you.
It does. Yeah.
Well, all right. That's really all I had. I just kind of wanted to touch base and say hi.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, Taylor.
You got it. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
272-9228.
Somebody sent in another movie title. I never heard of it. Behind the Green Door.
Behind the Green Door?
Yeah.
I haven't. That's not ringing a bell necessarily.
Oh, never mind, Joey. It's an older movie.
Behind the Green Door. How old?
1972.
Ugh. That was like 16 years before my birth.
With Marilyn Chambers.
No, I like old movies, though. What is it about, though? It's about that?
Yes.
That's what happens.
I didn't know that till I just
that's what.
Yes.
That's what happens behind the green door?
Apparently.
Little hanky-panky?
Apparently.
Oh, my. Man, the sex revolution must have been at its heydays there in the...
I didn't know that.
In the early 70s. My goodness. 272-9228. How about this? We'll hit a quick break. Come back. Do the Sweet Creek drawing and announce the winner and, yeah, have some more fun here on a great Friday.
Going.
But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Is your cell phone or iPad cracked, broken, or not working right? Don't let the big carrier stores sucker you into a new $1,100 device. Let XI Repair fix your device today. XI Repair fixes cell phones, computers, laptops, iPads, game consoles, drones, and more. Their certified technicians fix hundreds of devices every day. When your device needs care, call XI Repair, 334-777-1234, or Google XI Repair.
Chef T here, formerly from the Patriots Grill. Our team is excited to be joining Fantail to bring our lunch and brunch service to the area. Our chicken parm made Alabama's top 100 dishes, and now you can try it exclusively at the Fantail Seafood and Steakhouse in Millbrook.
Fantail will be offering weekday lunch to include a meat and three, along with a Sunday brunch that will become the talk of the town. Visit FantailRestaurant.com to see our lunch, brunch, and dinner menus and times. When you think of lunch, brunch, or dinner,
thank Fantail,
where we're always off the hook.
They're using that time to restructure the company, do the things they've always wanted to do that you can't really do when you're going full bore. You know, it's like, you know, trying to change the oil while the car's driving.
That's economist and Tulane Business School professor Peter Ricciuti. We talk economic predictions and recession best practices from the businesses his students study. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views afternoon. Here on a great Friday afternoon. This part of the program brought to you by Pest Pro Services. Got to see Ashley earlier this week. And Pest Pro Services, Ashley and her team are ready to help you with those mosquitoes. They're coming alive. You do not want to wait. Those things can go from an egg to an adult in like 8 to 10 days. And just a little over a week and you've got a huge problem. If you want to enjoy your backyard, have Pest Pro Services come out and treat that yard for mosquitoes. And also treat that yard, treat your whole property there for termites. It's much better to do some preventative work on those termites than to have to fix things after the fact.
A lot easier too, Joey.
Now, if you already do have termites damaging your property, Pest Pro can get rid of them.
Yep.
They can help you with that. But I encourage you to call them early before you have a problem. To keep it simple, essentially those termites will hit the bait they lay down first.
Mm-hmm.
And that means you can get rid of them before there is a big issue. So check out Pest Pro Services today, 265-9990. That's 265-9990. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services. And you can also go to their Facebook page, just search Pest Pro Services, or go to ppsriverregion.com. Should we do this drawing, announce the winner here?
I think we should, Joe.
I've double-checked to make sure he hasn't won recently. And the winner of the Sweet Creek Farm Market $60 gift card is Jim.
Hey.
Congratulations to Jim. He's been calling the station for years.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Good to see him. In retirement, he can enjoy $60 worth of Sweet Creek. Jim, give us a call at 272-9228. Let's go to T-Spear. Hey, T-Spear.
Well, good morning.
Morning.
Good afternoon and happy St. Patrick's Day. I'm going to screw some up. It depends on the movies that you really enjoy. Do you like war movies, or do you like funny movies, or do you like patriotic movies?
Things that
stir your heart to take care of this country.
I like all that. All of those. Mm-hmm. All
you like
about
all of it.
Yeah.
If you, you know, remember the Titans, of course, for football.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Sandlot for baseball, probably one of the best. And if you want to laugh, there are two different things that you can get to laugh. Anything, almost anything with the Marx Brothers in it, especially Night at the Opera, or Looney Tunes.
Okay.
highly recommend all of those. They'll get your mind off of what's going on today in politics for a little while. They'll sometimes remind you of what's important in life. And you'll enjoy it. You'll enjoy it. But especially the Looney Tunes. I wouldn't go to any of the Disney movies, but the Looney Tunes, they're outstanding.
All right. Yeah, it's been a while since I've pulled up a Looney Tunes episode.
Y'all have a good weekend. Stay safe.
Thank you,
Stay out of the weather as much as possible. We'll chat with y'all next week.
Thank you, T-Spear. 272-9228. Oh, Weezer is on the line. Hey, Weezer.
Hey. I'm sitting here at my sewing machine looking out at my ponds, and I heard you say something about a green door.
Yeah, Eddie brought that up.
I did not.
Wild and they're memorable. Teenage years were the mid-50s.
Mm-hmm.
I had a stack of 45s. Regretfully, I gave them away when I got married. I thought I'd never want them again. But one of the ones that we used to dance to in my bedroom, me and my girlfriends, was What's Behind the Green Door. So I don't know if you could find that anywhere.
The song, it's a song called What's Behind the Green Door?
Uh-huh.
I wonder. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just also thinking about a movie that I could not find for years. I saw it when I was preteen, and it was The Boy with the Blue Hair. And I finally did find it and saw it recently. But that was a good movie.
Does this ring a bell?
Midnight, one more night without sleeping.
I think so.
Jim Lowe?
I don't know. It's a long time ago. I'm 81 now.
Well, it's 1956. Jim Lowe, The Green Door is the name of the song.
Yeah. Hot dog. Oh, hot dog. Jim Lowe.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, because I was probably 16 that year, 17. Yeah. Hot dog. Thank you so much. You've made my day.
Yes, ma'am. Happy to find that.
I know. Bye-bye now.
Thank you, Weezer.
272-9228. Who's next here? Oh, Jim, call us.
Yeah,
you're
Jim.
The winner of the Sweet Creek gift card. $60 gift card. Give us a call, Jim. Let's go to Papa B. Hey, Papa B.
Yeah, I thought y'all might be talking about Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy and your superhero thing, but you know the idea of Joey wearing a Speedo is a truly disturbing image.
I agree with you.
I don't have to worry about Eddie. You know, he's probably going to be wearing like a onesie, maybe even overall. You know, that would be overall bathing suit.
Or, like, he could go, my grandfather wears a lot of flight suits. You want to just do the onesie zip up, Eddie?
I love a onesie.
And then, you know, Papa B's suggesting you're going to do, like, overalls even when swimming.
Yeah.
Well, if the jorts are there, the jorts overalls, but not the long ones.
No, I don't want drag. You wearing, like, a romper overall outfit.
Come on. That's the latest thing, dude. Get with the fashion, Joey.
No. Like, we don't need people down in Jamaica starting to call you Beefcake Bader, all right? Like, we don't need that.
You know, I heard some disturbing news about Jamaica. I thought, it's still, when you say safe, I guess that's a relative term, but...
It depends on where you go, honestly. Now, I've been in some really shady places in Jamaica, true shady places. Never felt for my safety at all, but there are horror stories out there. And that's why they tell you to stick to the resorts and things. But that being said, my buddy over there, Marvin, one time when we first met him, we were like, hey, Marvin, you know, we were worried about crime, too. What happens if we get kidnapped? And he just laughed at us. He's like, if you get kidnapped, this is what will happen. They will take me out of the car, get you a new driver. I'll be the one held hostage. You'll continue down the road like nothing happened. It's like, oh, okay.
Well, I told you about my one trip down there.
Yeah.
Once you left Kingsport, man, you better get out of the way of that bus. And the locals knew it, too.
Yeah, buddy.
Even the goats knew
that. And the goats.
If they heard the bus coming.
I'm telling you.
If they stood in the way, they were going to run you over fast.
Goats in that country look both ways before crossing the street. I'm telling you. I've never seen nothing like it, but it is the truth.
Yes, sir. All right, I don't really have anything to talk about today. I'm just, you know, trying to get that image of Joey in a speedo out of my mind.
Don't forget about the part on the back that says, juicy.
No, please. Please, just shut up. I've got all day without threatening you. Thank you, Papa B. 272-9228. Let's go to Aunt B. Hey, Aunt B, how are you?
Hey, Joey, I'm fine. Hi, I want to tell you, I have been with you since you were with Dan.
Oh, thank you,
and
ma'am.
I am very proud of what you have become.
Thank you, really.
And I have two movies.
Okay.
They're old movies. But they're both so funny, they will have you rolling. One is Soggy Bottom USA. It was made in 1981. It has a whole list of stars. I can't remember. I looked them up just a few minutes ago. But it's about a coon dog race in the swamps. And it is so funny.
Soggy Bottom USA?
Yes.
All right.
And then the other one, the title is a little misleading. It's Left in the Dust.
Left in the Dust.
Yes. And it was made in 1984. And it is another comedy. It's a Western-based comedy.
Okay.
And it is so funny. And I know it's still available. I know it's on Turner. And Soggy Bottom is on, I believe you can get it on Amazon, but there's a bunch of places you can get them. But they are both ridiculously funny if you just want to forget everything. And neither one of them is all that long.
Wow.
Hour and a half, hour and 30 minutes, 38 minutes.
Awesome. Well, I'll be checking them out. I've written it down, and I appreciate the recommendation.
I really think that if you give one of them a chance, you'll watch the other one.
Yes, ma'am. That's the plan. I needed this list because I've been having trouble. I was talking about the other day, like actually just unwinding, relaxing.
Uh-huh.
And I think this is a good strategy. Just put on, especially a movie that's an hour and a half, like just put on a good movie
mm-hmm.
at night.
Uh-huh. Well, you won't be disappointed, and these will take your mind off everything.
There you go.
Well, thank you, Aunt B.
All right. Have a great weekend.
You too.
272-9228. Have we heard from Jim?
I have not heard from Jim.
Jim, you're the Sweet Creek gift
Come on,
card
Jim.
Winner. Give us a call, Jim.
One day you're not calling me, Jim. Come on, man.
Let's go to Biloxi Gambler. Hey, Biloxi Gambler.
Hey, okay. If you're watching the movie by yourself, you got to see a movie called Firefox. You heard of it?
Say that again.
Is that Clint Eastwood?
Firefox. Clint Eastwood.
Yes.
He steals a Russian plane,
yes.
And he has to think in Russian to make the plane move because it doesn't have any controls in it.
Yes.
Whoa.
That was a good
it's
movie.
It's got some of the best scenes in it when he's taking off, when he's stealing the airplane. He steals the airplane because he can speak Russian. He can think in Russian. And then he flies, he got to go to the ice caps, polar ice caps, to meet a submarine to refuel. And then the Russians are coming, and then they make they cover the tower up of the submarine to make it look like a research station. And he tells him to get out of there. But anyway, the scenes of the airplane flying right over the treetops, kicking up snow 200 feet in the air on a big screen TV will blow your mind.
Awesome. I like
okay,
that.
Okay, now, when you start bringing girls to show off the TV,
also,
you should be saying about the TV on the radio if the girls listen to the radio show. But those kind of girls you don't want anyway if they listen to this show. Okay, so the other girls, you tell them you got a brand new TV and you want them to come by and see it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Okay, now, I got three movies here. One of them is black and white, Casablanca.
Oh, classic. I love
great
that one.
The other one is Always.
Always.
And I'll tell you about that. And then Romancing the Stone.
Excellent. Romancing the Stone's a great movie.
These girls, listen, you will enjoy the movies too, but these girls your age, they ain't seen these movies. Nope. They ain't even heard these movies. They are the three most romantic go-to, she's looking around for her clothes the next morning movies you'll ever see.
I appreciate the record.
I forgot all about time. Always. Oh, wow, that's a good one. It really is.
It's very romantic. I used to, when I was on the road, I'd rent a VCR in one of those three movies and put it on with one of the waitresses that came to watch a movie with me on an off night.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, money in the bank, dude. You'll have a good time. You'll start a family before you know it.
Thank you, Biloxi Gambler.
Talk to you later.
John Goodman's in Always. It's a good movie. I forgot all about that movie. I think it's late 80s, early 90s.
Let's go to Rudy. Hey, Rudy.
Hey, Rudy, what's up, buddy?
Hey, brother, what's happening? I'm enjoying your new time slot. I hadn't talked to you.
Thank you, man. I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Yes, sir. You remember The Hills Have Eyes? Talking Ooh. About movies?
Yeah.
Well, there's a sequel to it called The Hills Have Thighs.
What?
And The Hill... The Hills Have Thighs.
Like the...
Like thighs, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, is this one of those dirty movies?
Yes, that would be a movie you'd probably want to watch by yourself. Since you're a single man, anyway. But anyway, I'm enjoying your new time slot, brother.
Thanks for that,
Thanks.
Rudy.
Thanks, Rudy.
Did you hear that, Eddie?
I heard the last bit there, yeah.
No, he said that, you know, The Hills Have Eyes.
Yeah.
Well, there's a sequel to that called The Hills Have Thighs.
Oh.
And on that disturbing note, we'll be right back. 272-922-8.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
I see that spring a-coming is a-rolling round the bend. And I ain't seen them hot chicks since I don't know when.
And the price of eggs is rising. And I can't pay no more.
Honey, gonna raise us up some chickens.
Woo! Goodbye, grocery store.
This is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
And Mama's Produce.
Hey, Tammy, with rising prices, seem like folks got the grocery store blues.
Yeah, you ain't kidding.
So, y'all just come on down here to see us, and we'll show you how to raise up a garden, raise up some chickens. We can help you save some money so you can say,
Goodbye grocery store.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Did you know that radio is the number one reach platform in all of media? It's true. Call us to find out how to put radio's number one reach to work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks, helping local business.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health...
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
The risk of showers and thunderstorms will continue well into the evening hours tonight before ending late tonight. Some of the storms could be strong, and our weather app will keep you on top of the action. It turns windy and cold late tonight, low 40. Saturday is a very brisk day, chilly with a high in the mid-50s, then colder Saturday night, low 35. Sunday, unusually cold for March, high 52, mostly sunny. And I think we'll be down around 31 on Monday morning on the first day of spring. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views on a Friday. 272-9228 if you want to get in. That's the number. Oh, Crawdad. Hadn't talked to Crawdad in a while. How you doing, sir?
Good afternoon. Joey, you still like playing guitar, don't you?
Oh, absolutely.
I thought you did. I just recently ran across a virtuoso fella named Justin Johnson.
Hmm.
Young man, you need to look at this fellow on the YouTube, Justin Johnson.
Justin Johnson.
Yeah. Very impressive. Very impressive. And he plays national guitar, which, you know, steel is one of my favorite acoustics. And, but you were asking about movies. Now, I don't know if this is going to help you get a date over to the house or not, but one of my favorite movies that's unique in the sense that it's a John Borman film, one. Two, it's got Lee Marvin and Toshiro Mifune, a couple of really, you know, icons of film. And the neatest thing about Hell in the Pacific is there's no dialogue whatsoever. The movie, you don't have to have a dialogue. If you haven't seen it, check that one out.
Hell on the Pacific.
Hell in the Pacific.
In the Pacific, okay.
Hell in the Pacific, and it's a really good one.
Cool. I got a list going there, man.
There you do.
Log it all.
Actually, let me strike The Hills Have Thighs.
Can I take that one off?
I think also, like...
Stay away from the green door.
Yeah, I'm going to strike that one,
yeah,
too.
You don't want to know what's behind that green door.
I don't need that on my search history. I was doing research. Yeah.
Willy Wonka or something. You know, that's a good one. Willy Wonka.
The original Willy Wonka is a really good
one. The original Willy Wonka.
Yeah, one of my favorite movies.
I saw that one. Johnny Depp did a fair job, but
I didn't want to be disappointed.
Wonka better than Gene Wilder.
Yeah, I didn't want to be disappointed, so I didn't even look.
I've not read the book, and I've heard folks who really like the book, a lot of them like the Johnny Depp one. Because
really?
It's truer to the book.
True.
The creepy weirdness thing going on.
Uh-huh. And anything that was the Alice in Wonderland series, Lewis Carroll, Dodson stuff, those are pretty neat, too. But, again, that's not something that's going to get a date to come over to the house and watch popcorn with you. Unless it's Eddie.
Yeah.
Eddie will probably come over for the popcorn.
We'll go down the road here. We'll pick up a couple of dates. Not that hard.
You're not a good influence.
Justin.
And I think you need Jesus.
Justin, I have had my Juven today, and it is a wonderful thing. Justin Johnson, check him out.
I will. I just pulled him up. Appreciate it, Crawdad.
See you, Crawdad.
272-9228. Tony. Hey, Tony.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How you doing, Tony?
I'm doing good. Regarding the movies, Joey, do you like old historic movies?
Sure. You know he does. He's a nerd.
Now, there's a movie, it's probably my favorite dramatic movie, called Inherit the Wind.
Oh, great movie.
Ooh.
Had to watch it in high school. Watched it many times without having been had to.
Frederick March, Spencer Tracy.
Dean great
Kelly,
movie.
Okay. And it's all about the Scopes monkey trial.
Yep. Great movie.
Kip is very dramatic and great acting. So
Dick Van Dyke. Not Dick Van Dyke. Dick from... Sabrina in The Witch Deal. He's in it. Yep. One of his first movies. Great movie.
Yep, exactly. And you might want to look into that. The acting is phenomenal.
It really is.
Well, thank you, Tony. Okay. I'll check that out.
Okie doke.
Thank you, sir.
See you, bud.
Let's go to Gray Hair. Hey, Gray Hair.
Hey, I was minding my own business, and I was just going to go to the store, and I got in the car in the rain, and all of a sudden I'm hearing about the hills have size, and I said, this is my kind of radio show. I didn't even know what was going on, so I just wanted to reminisce a little bit, go back to the Clover Theater in the balcony to One Summer of Happiness, about the coming out of a young military guy in the olden days, and it was all black and white, wasn't any color to it. But anyway, we won't go into the Clover Theater in the balcony because I was about 15 back then, and I'm not anymore. I can promise you that. That's really long gone. I need to call that men's health club thing I always advertise. I need to just live over there. I think. Get me an appointment.
Please do.
And buy a contract. Help me. Dying over here. Anyway, that boy with the blue hair was on Turner Classic recently, and it is a good little movie. And now, y'all seem to be talking about guy films all the time. Y'all not talking about chick films, and you notice no women have called in.
Oh, just we had
bunch
several.
Of guys reminiscing. That's what always happens. Old guys get on that thing. I remember one something of happiness when the girl was at the beach and bent over in the water with no clothes on. We'll just leave it at that. But anyway, when you're 15, that's exotic. It still is. When you're not 15, it still is.
For me, it was the movie. I think Eddie will know this one. And you might know this one. For me, it was the movie American Pie.
Oh, really?
Good movie.
Yeah, I saw that at like 15, 16. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's back when I was about 15.
Right.
Not you.
Right.
Yeah, that's when I was 15.
For me, it was the movie Blue Lagoon.
Blue Lagoon.
Oh, yeah, and I kept thinking, are they ever going to show it? Are they ever going to show it? They never did show it. There you go. I don't watch that one anymore.
There's a lesson to be learned there. I appreciate it.
Listen, I got to take the groceries in the house. In the rain. Y'all got me on. This is the most excited I've been all week. So, anyway, y'all take care.
Bye. Thank you, Crager. This part of the program brought to you by, be serious, River Region Contracting. And Todd Clark and the team there at River Region Contracting, they do fantastic work. They've helped out so many of our listeners, helped out Eddie, family members of yours, I think.
Oh, yeah, partners of mine.
River Region Contracting really does fantastic work. So whether it's a repair you know you need or you're overdue, like it's just been a while since you've had it checked, well, call them up. And here's the good news. When you call 356-8635, their inspections and estimates are always free. Doesn't matter if you have a metal roof or an asphalt roof. They can come take a look at it. If they do find a problem, well, they'll give you an estimate. Here's how much it's going to be to fix it, and that's free to give the estimate to look over what you got. They're also insurance specialists there at River Region Contracting. So if they do find that problem your insurance company could cover, they'll walk you through the claims process and make it an easy and swift experience. So getting that number for River Region Contracting, 356-8635, 356-8635. And be sure to tell them you heard about them here on News and Views Afternoon with Joey and Eddie. Coming back to Charlie, Robert, and others at 272-9228. Quick break here.
Coming or going,
But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You know LG Tint and Graphics tints vehicles, but they also tint houses and offices. Tinting your home or office will protect your floor and walls from fading, as well as keep your customers cool. Call for a free estimate. 334-365-2665. LG Tint and Graphics.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. Have we heard from Jim?
We have not.
Well, Jim, you are the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift card winner. 272-9228. If he doesn't call in, we still got time. We'll give him plenty of time next week to call in.
Okay.
And claim that prize. And we'll be taking more entries for next week as well,
right,
starting on Monday. Let's go to Charlie. He's up next. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Joey. I got a movie I'd like to recommend to you. I think you'd really get into this. Have you ever heard of the movie Christian Bale plays in? It's called The Pale Blue Eye.
The Pale Blue Eye, no.
I have not.
Yes. It's basically, it's he plays a veteran detective, and he investigates a series of murders with the help of a young man at the military academy. And the young man that's helping him is actually Edgar Allan Poe. And this, you really get into this movie. It's one of those that you're trying to figure it out as the movie goes on, and then at the end of the movie, it just kind of it makes you just say, "Wow," you know. But it is really a good movie, and knowing how, you know, your opinion of things, I think you really enjoy that. But it's called The Pale Blue Eye.
Got Robert Duvall in it too.
Okay, well, thank you, Charlie.
Like a good
I'll
movie.
Check that out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, y'all check it out. You'll enjoy. Thank you,
thanks,
man.
Sir. We've got a list going here.
You do, buddy.
Let's go to Robert. Hey, Robert.
Hey, I got you two good movies. One is Arsenic and One Late. Cary Grant will crack you up.
Say the name of that again.
Arsenic and One Late.
Arsenic and One Late. All right.
Okay.
And then the other one is a Wild, Wild, Wild World.
That's a great movie. Spencer Tracy.
Yeah.
Great movie. So many comedians in that movie.
So many.
Oh, I can't even think of half of them now. But yes, that's a hysterical movie.
All right, guys. Have a safe weekend.
You too, Robert. Thank you, Robert.
Wow.
That is a great movie.
Well, I'm going to have plenty of movies to watch for a few weeks now.
But
hey, how about this? Like, when I run out,
yeah,
we'll bring this up again.
Okay.
Because I love classic films. It's what's cool to me is, like, a lot of stuff. Like, I've yet to see, I think one of, I put on the list, I've actually yet to sit down and watch Citizen Kane proper. And I think put it kind of the TV in classic film mode, watch one of those movies that still gets huge rankings. I saw a clip of Orson Welles saying, yeah, I did all that experimentation because I had no clue what I was doing. So I look forward to watching classic films. But, you know, it depends on what mood you're in. The 70s has a sense about it. But the 70s was like, what, more hard-boiled?
Well,
like, it's not the hero protagonist of the 80s or superheroes today.
It depends, though, man. Remember the 70s, we had those disaster movies like the Airport.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a ship movie that went down, that Titanic. But, Joey, a movie that's for all times, all time of the year, all whatever you got going on, Roadhouse. Anytime. You got a lady coming over, bust out some Roadhouse. She'll instantly know that you're the kind of guy that watches Roadhouse.
Roadhouse.
Roadhouse. And then in the middle of it, you can look over at it and say, nobody put the baby in a corner. She'll get the reference.
But isn't that Dirty Dancing?
Same Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, I know who Patrick Swayze is, and he's an actor who was in multiple movies.
Then you could lead to Ghost.
With Demi?
Demi. Demise.
I liked the audience's suggestions much better than yours, to be honest.
I believe somebody did call in with some Roadhouse. It wasn't just me.
I've seen Roadhouse. That was enough. Once was enough. I tried it once, and that was enough.
Great movie.
Now, really, what is your favorite movie? And it doesn't have to be the greatest movie ever. It's more like the one that Eddie always goes back to.
Dude, there's so many. Honestly, there's just so many. One of my classics, of course, Fast Times. 16 Candles, movies like that in the 80s, okay, they were great.
I hadn't seen 16 Candles in a while.
16 Candles was really
and I've
good.
Seen it Fast Times at Ridgemont Hyde, yeah, where the pool scene and all that.
Yeah.
What kind of ruined Gonna Be Somebody's Baby tonight, that whole dugout scene? Yeah, kind of ruined that Jackson
movie.
Brown song
yeah,
for me.
Yeah, another movie that was into, but lots of 80s movies, but really, like, to me, I can't think of, I like a lot of older war movies. Big Red one's a good one.
Mm.
It just kind of depends on my mood, really. But I'll watch occasionally. I'll watch some Roadhouse. Being scared. Good
every
fighting
once in a while, you'll crank it out and like throw it in the VHS player.
I have it on Laserdisc.
Can you believe it didn't work out for Laserdisc? I mean, who would have thought this huge...
Got a lot of inventory if anybody's interested.
They're pretty cool looking.
Put the wrong money in that investment.
Now, this part of the program brought to you by Prattville Carpet. Ray Bowles is already on vacation, so they're at Prattville Carpet. Just to remind you folks, of course, they have traditional hardwood flooring, of course, carpeting, luxury vinyl plank, ceramic tiles. Say you want to remodel the kitchen or the bathroom. How about a full walk-in shower, all in ceramic tile? It can look amazing, a lot easier to clean than your normal showers. But here's the deal. When it comes to Prattville Carpet, it's the service. They literally will go the extra mile to help you out. Great family-owned business. Call them today, 285-8117. That's 285-8117. And be sure to tell them you heard about them here on News and Views. You can also go to prattvillecarpet.com or just stop by their showroom. I think they still have that like 14 by 9 foot.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Display up with their Mohawk supplier.
Mm-hmm.
Great company. 2201 Cobbsford Road is their location. Oh, man, the day was not complete. We only had 2 minutes left. Duke, how you doing?
Oh, this rain got me cornered off, boy. The rain got me cornered off.
You got any movie recommendations for me?
Well, yeah, watch Leprechaun 2 out of 4. Let me see. Which one was the best?
The first one was pretty creepy, to be honest.
Yeah, almost cussed. Get the first
one. The first one. That's what I think, the first one.
Okay,
that was pretty creepy, man.
The first Leprechaun. Isn't Jennifer Aniston in that?
I think she is for a minute, yeah.
Yeah, that's my boy right there.
And then Eric the Dog says, Me, Myself, and Irene. That's another classic.
Yeah, that is a good movie.
Yeah. Well, throw the old boy in there since, Green Day today and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll just stick my head in the door hollering at y'all.
Right. You got any big plans this weekend?
A little basketball,
March Madness and all.
It's amazing how all these Bama fans all of a sudden pulling for the basketball team. What's up with that?
I know, and they never even went to school
all
there.
All of a sudden, see, they got jealous of Auburn last year and everything. They trying to show out now. See, they're pretty good though.
They ain't bad. Mm-hmm. They ain't bad.
Yeah, I like that T-shirt. I've seen several of them, man.
They ain't nice.
Oh, boy.
But to win it all, you got to have that killer instinct.
Yeah, the shirt said that. Yep. Don't get caught wearing it. They won't let you in.
They'll go your, what's that, freedom or what?
Yeah, right out the window. You can say it, you just can't print it on a T-shirt.
Get handcuffed behind it, you do what you want to do,
Goodness gracious.
I tell you. But anyhow, I'll just holler next to Cats for half of a second.
All right, Duke. Well, you have a great weekend, brother.
All righty. But, hey, Joey.
Yeah.
When the bride want to come up now, once you get situated one day in that, situation and everything, do the leprechaun, the bride one, Is that the four?
I think that's the fourth one, or the third or fourth one, when they finally get married. That's like Chucky.
Yeah, get the bride.
The bride of Chucky.
So, keep that in mind, Mr. Man.
I hear you, Duke. I hear you loud and clear. I got to run. I'm
see
out
you,
of time.
Man.
Y'all stay tuned. Greg Budell with Happy Hour. Well, he's next.